Hello and a very warm welcome once again to What's on Solihull. If you live in Solihull or just like coming to our fantastic town and doing fun things here, this is the show for you as we talk you through all the fun things to see and do here this week. And as always, we've a lot going on. My name is Jeff O'Brien from Solihull Radio and I'm joined by Claire Bullivant from Solihull Observer and Ian Rogers, who runs What's on Solihull. But of course, the most important thing is you guys listening. Please do get in touch with us if you have any events you'd like included. We do this show every week and we always want to bring you the best things to see and do in town. Here's the ways to contact us. You can contact us at the Solihull Observer. The telephone number there is 0121 270 2291. You can email us. You can find us on your social medias, Facebook, What's on Solihull, Instagram or Twitter. We're on them all. And we'll help you publicise your event. And who knows, we may even get you on this show to talk about it. And this week we start on Friday the 14th of June, and this is going to be our first telephone interview with one of the people that have got in touch with us here on What's on Solihull. But before we do that, should we say hi to my fellow co-host? Hi, Claire.
Hello there, Jeff. How's your week been?
My week has been very good, very positive week. I've done a lot of recording this week. Keep a lookout on our podcasts.
And, I hear you've been glued to the screen watching Love Island.
No, in any way.
Oh, that was Ian.
That was Ian, no. Yeah.
Oh, that was me.
That's you, isn't it? You're the one that's hooked to Love Island. Tell us the gossip that you've learned from watching Love Island.
Someone's just been kicked out. So we think it's Sharif. We're not sure yet, but yeah.
When you say kicked out, are they voted off?
No, they've obviously broken the rules. Oh. So the house has kicked, the island has kicked them off and they're back to, England.
Where's it filmed?
In God, do you know what? I have no idea. Somewhere like a Spanish island. Corfu, somewhere like that.
The island of love.
Or Greece, maybe.
Of course, it's the love island, isn't it? Excellent. Can you be our Love Island correspondent, please?
Oh, totally, yeah. Okay. I think you should send me over there and I can interview some of those hunky boys.
Now that I've reached my zenith.
Claire's really embracing Love Island.
Yeah, she is. She loves it. Ian, how are you doing, mate?
I'm having a great week, thank you.
Good.
Busy, yeah.
I was going to say, because you've got a lot on sorting out the Summerfest.
Yeah, six weeks.
Wow.
This weekend. Yeah, it's coming around really, really fast.
Can I just say, at the time of recording this podcast, it's absolutely chucking it down outside.
That's good. We're going to get rid of all the rain now.
Clear it out of the system.
Yeah, yeah.
That heat wave, that 3-month heat wave they keep talking about, that's on the way. Kicks in the beginning of July.
Brilliant stuff. Right, Friday the 14th of June. Let's start at the Tap and Tandoor Beer Festival. Now, we're not going to tell you too much about this. We are going to get in touch with James. James is the general manager, but let's have a listen, see what he wants to say about it. James, how are you doing?
Yeah, I'm doing good, thank you. What about yourself?
Yeah, all good. Now, this is a very big week for you, isn't it, James? Why are we talking to you this week?
Probably because it's Tap and Tandoor's birthday this week.
Ooh, happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday.
There's Claire. Now, she wanted to sing just before we were recording this interview. Ian's not said a word.
I wasn't so keen.
Yeah, Ian wasn't so keen. So tell us a little bit about what's going on at the Tap and Tandoor, James.
So it's all going to kick off on Friday.
Okay.
We're going to do 2-for-1 on all of our cocktails, and we're going to do half price on all of our bottles of Prosecco from 5:00. So get everyone in to start the weekend right.
Excellent. Start that weekend.
We've got a fantastic selection of craft beers already for the festival we're doing on Saturday to sort of celebrate again. So that's what we're really about, good food and then all these craft beers. So we've brought in an extra 8 beers for our customers to try.
Nice work. How's that first year been for you, James?
Been really good. We're already expanding. We've started off the way we did and now we've brought in some quality customer service to the point where we're getting regular customers and we're happy with how we're going.
Great stuff. And that's under your leadership as the bar manager there, isn't it?
Well, obviously, I'd like to thank
you. Yeah, exactly. Good stuff. Ian, have you been to the Tap and Tandoor?
Yeah, quite a few times. Well, it's really established itself as a really good kind of sporting venue as well.
Okay, yeah.
Isn't it? Which kind of surprised me, first of all.
Yeah.
But people are going there. It's great to go and watch the food. They've got the beer. They can have the Indian food and try all the different sort of the bits there. So it works really well.
Let's put James on the spot, Claire. James, if you could eat one dish off your menu, what would it be?
Oh, every single time it's the beer battered bargees.
Oh, cool.
They're one of a kind compared to anything I've seen anywhere before.
Brilliant stuff.
And it's just a good sort of staple of what we're about, good beer, good food, and they've put it together in one one thing for you to try at the same time.
Well, have you been over there yet, Claire?
I haven't, but I've heard it's a great way to spend a summer evening in Solihull. I hear you've got a great outdoor space there, and I'm on my way over. You've sold those barges to me, James.
I think there might be some lunch, late lunch.
Absolutely.
For us. Okay, James, can I wish you again a very happy birthday, and I hope you have a great time over the weekend. And it all kicks off on Friday, does it?
It's Friday from 5 o'clock.
Excellent stuff. Thanks very much for joining us here on What's on Solihull.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you for having me.
No problems. And if you want to get over there and meet up with James and the rest of his team in the Tap and Tandoor to help celebrate, why don't you head across from Friday, spend the weekend, go home, come back, and just enjoy. Thanks, James.
Thanks, James.
Cheers, James.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Bye. If you are interested in going there from Friday, the 14th of June, and that would have been pretty a nice place to go. He sold that very well, didn't he?
Those really barges well. Sound amazing.
Right, beer battered barges. So that's going to be for us. Right, moving on then. Yep. What's next?
Also on the 14th of June, Friday, we've got Box of Frogs Improv Group at the Core Theatre. This is Birmingham's premier improv group, bringing you a night of high octane improvised comedy nonsense based entirely on your suggestions in the audience. You could expect the unexpected as quick-witted players conjure up hilarious, spontaneous songs, sketches and scenes on the spur of the moment. Have you ever seen Whose Line Is It Anyway?
Yes.
It's kind of like that sort of thing. And they're apparently amazing. And do you know what, guys? I was thinking I'm going to test you on your improv skills.
Oh, my goodness.
How's your rapping?
Absolutely awful.
Jess Barron's have a degree in it.
No, I have not.
Give it a go. Okay, I want you to rap something now for us. Okay, let's just do a bit of improv. Let's see how we go.
Just give me a second. Let's get a beat because I'm not going to be able to keep in time or anything. So just wait there for me for a second.
You're thinking of it.
I'm thinking. Right, here's a beat. You want me to drop a rap to this?
I want you to drop a rap. Go for it.
It's not going to work. Hi all, it's Jeff right here. I'm rapping you a song and I want you to cheer. I'm the main guy at the radio. I'm going to let Ian take over. Cheerio!
Yay!
Nice one, Jeff. I'm Ian on the show. I run the Summer Fest. It's yo. Yeah. If you want tickets for this year's fest, give me a shout. It's going to be the best.
Woo! That
yeah,
was awesome.
That works. Well done, Lee.
Now
one,
my
two,
turn.
Three, go.
Now my turn in the chair. I'm from the local paper and my name is Claire. Let's talk about what's going on in Solihull this week, all week long. Yay!
Yo, I tell you, we can nail this.
I think we're rappers.
Right.
We did it. I think the Box of Frogs need us in their improv group.
Let me just get rid of this beat. 1 second. There we go.
I love it.
To be honest, that was better than I imagined.
That was a lot better than I imagined. Yeah. Well,
I need some of that Prosecco at Tap and Tandoor immediately, please.
Well, if you guys like what you just heard and want to hear someone better, even better than us doing that, they're the Box of Frogs Improv Group at the Core Theatre. And you can find out more about them on boxoffrogsimpro.co.uk and get your tickets from the Core Theatre.
And the Core Theatre details, we've said several times on these what's-ons, haven't we? So you can always go back and have a listen. Right, now the two people that I really, really enjoy listening to, of course, Cher and Meatloaf.
Really?
But obviously, they're on tour doing their thing over in Vegas or wherever they do. I don't know if Cher's...
I thought you were about to say they're here in Solihull.
They're here in... No. Does Cher still do like a Vegas night? Like, is she one of the acts in one of the hotels in Vegas? I'm not sure anymore.
I don't know if she does anymore.
No, I don't think she does.
No. But if you can't get over there just to see them on tour and do their thing, there is a tribute night on Friday the 14th of June at the Lake at Barston, one of the venues that gets in touch with us. Three-course meal, live entertainment, disco, and a lake bar. www.thelakebarston.co.uk. Cher and Meatloaf.
Amazing. They're two just superstar classics, aren't they?
What was the Cher Meatloaf duet? There was a Cher Meatloaf duet that...
You took the words right out of my mouth? No.
Two out of three
isn't bad.
No. Keep these.
Oh, Paradise by the Dashboard Light.
No.
Somebody's obviously a Meatloaf fan.
You're a big Meatloaf fan, aren't you?
I'm doing quite well, aren't I?
Yeah. You're on the pub quiz team, you are.
You'd be that person who'd get 10 on Tenable.
Okay, no, there is a Cher Meatloaf duo. Let me Google some stuff and I'll see if I can grab it on our database here. But I recently watched a Meatloaf documentary and she was on it.
Okay.
But it's bound to be a great night and it's always an amazing venue there. They do fantastic food. You get a whole dinner, disco and a late night bar as well.
Can't go wrong. Lots of fun. All right, who's next?
Let's move into Solihull Town Centre then. On Friday, live acoustic music at Isabella's. That's still going really well. 9 o'clock, free entry in there every week. This week, Richard Keogh. He's performing as a duo in there. At the Mason's Arms, it's all 90s music with DJ Dave J, and that's taking place from 9 o'clock. And the countdown to Walkabout closing in the town centre means there's just two more Fridays left there for Kyle Sheriff, and that's 10 till 4 o'clock, the venue there. And, of course, a week Friday will be the closing down party before that becomes a pot world.
Where's Carl going to go? Because he's always there, isn't he? I mean, I know he does other venues as well.
But... yeah, he's got. I've got a plan for Kyle, actually. Oh, okay. So, but I probably better not say on
watch
the radio
this,
in
watch
case
this
someone, someone's being moved about town and this is how they find out.
I got you.
Always very interesting. And then also Andy Eames, he's at the Slug and Lettuce in Solihull. 9 o'clock start there and free entry again.
Perfect. Sounds great.
Just before we move on, Claire, how's this? This is the Cher Meatloaf duet.
Oh,
Dead
yeah.
Ringer for Love.
Do you remember it?
Brilliant.
Of course.
Yeah. Of course you do. You've got the whole back catalogue, haven't you? So if you are interested in a Cher Meatloaf tribute night, head over to the Lake of Barston. Sorry about that.
I didn't know Cher was on that. So.
Oh, yeah. She's the anti-hero halfway through. There we go. Sorry about that, everybody.
That's all right.
That's just for me.
I enjoyed that moment of meatloaf.
Moving on to Saturday, the 15th of June, we've got another fine and local food fair happening on the High Street and Mill Lane between 9 a.m. and 5:30 p.m. on Saturday. You can sample the best of all the locally sourced food and produce from a range of our local top quality suppliers. There's also going to be artwork and craft items by regional artists, and it's always great to support our local farmers and things. So please do get along, and if you're going to do your weekly shop this week, bear in mind this market is one to go and get your meat and your veggies and your eggs and things from. It really is superb. Skets.co.uk, they're the organisers, so you can find out all the details on their website.
All right. Coming into Touchwood on Saturday the 15th of June, there's someone that Ian was following a great deal a year or so ago on the run-up to Christmas. Who was it, Ian?
Harry Redknapp.
Harry Redknapp, the king of the jungle.
We've got royalty coming into town.
Exactly.
Amazing.
Exactly. So Harry's coming in to Touchwood. He'll be there in the atrium. It says here on the release, it says 12 noon until 3 p.m. Come and say hello, get an autograph and share a selfie or two with the nation's much-loved star. He's really making a thing on that after the celebrity success, isn't he?
Yeah, I want a selfie with Harry Redknapp. That'd be a good one. You guys, who's your best selfie that you've got with?
Me, Dr. Hilary Jones.
I've got Brad Pitt.
Oh.
We'll have to put these on the website,
I did get Stephen Berkoff last week.
Okay, that's not bad. What about you, Ian?
I don't know who's Stephen Berkoff. Sorry. I'm just confused.
He's in lots of sites. He was at the Comic-Con.
Oh, okay.
I'll show you a picture of Stephen Berkoff in a second and you'll go, oh, that's Stephen.
Oh, okay.
Right.
All right. I don't really know. I've had a few, but maybe someone like Sean Paul or something like that, maybe backstage or something. I don't know.
Very cool.
We'd love to know, if you're listening to this, we'd love to know who your best selfie is. Send us your pictures and we'll put them on our website and things.
Yeah, definitely.
It's always a good thing to see.
The best selfie. There's also going to be a Q&A for the Harry Redknapp session, answering questions on his time in the jungle and his illustrious career. If you want to find out more, touchwoodsolihull.co.uk will get you the details for that.
That'd be good. He really won the public over, I think, with his love for his wife, didn't he?
That's so, right, yep.
Nice, genuine guy. Looking forward to that.
Good guy.
Also, we've got Michael Jackson. He's going to be at the Lake at Barston as well. Not the real Michael, of course, but a very good tribute. Again, you get a three-course meal, live entertainment. There's a disco and a late bar. Always a great night there. TheLakeBarston.co.uk for your tickets for that.
That kind of intrigues me, the Michael Jackson tribute situation.
There's so many.
Well,
and they all seem to be really good.
Yeah, but because of the documentary that took place on TV.
Oh, of course. I haven't
seen
that
so
yet.
So since that documentary, my question would be, has that affected... because sometimes I DJ and I haven't played any Michael Jackson since, and it always featured in my set. I wasn't too sure what the public's reaction would be to it, even though that documentary kind of then got kiboshed. So has that affected things from the Michael Jacksons on their tribute nights or their bookings? What do we think?
I don't know. I haven't seen the documentary, but I definitely, one of my very good friends in America, he actually wrote a biography of Michael Jackson. And this was probably 15 years ago. And the family brought it out because it had very negative revelations in that. So from him, I've heard things. Yeah, I don't necessarily. I love his music, and 100%. I hate to say that. You know,
100%. I really it was absolutely pivotal in pop.
Yeah, it's very difficult, isn't it? But
it's tricky.
Do we never listen to Michael Jackson ever again?
It's not going to happen, is it? Because there'll be people out there playing Michael Jackson. There's this tribute at the lake at Boston, and people are going.
Yeah, he's got money he needs to earn.
Exactly. Didn't he own the back catalogue of the Beatles?
Well, that's another thing that my friend said in this book. He knew that Paul McCartney or someone was going, that it had lapsed, and he had literally about an hour to get the rights, and he very sneakily went off and got the rights.
Wow.
And, yeah, my friend Sandro, he's quite a well-known journalist, he said that it was just, you know, really a bit mean.
Yeah, buy the back catalogue off him.
And
yeah.
In, like, this split hour where he knew it would be going up for, yeah, very, not very nice, but we'll see. But yeah, great music.
Okay, so let us know if you go along to the lake at Barston for any of those tribute nights over the weekend. We've got the Midsummer Ball with Marx Brothers at Nowcott Hall. That's £40 per person. That includes a 3-course meal, a band, live band rather, and a DJ. And if you want to get in touch with them, it's 02478 468 174, and that's Nowcott Hall.
You need to do that number again.
Yeah, number was wrong.
You said 8 instead of 6.
That's because I haven't got my glasses on. Seriously.
No, really?
Does somebody else want to do that one? Somebody else do that one.
So I'll do it. So we've got the Midsummer Ball with the Marx Brothers. That's taking place at Nailcote Hall. That's £40 per person for the people that would like to go along to that. And it includes a 3-course meal, live band, and also a DJ. Always a nice venue to go along to with a marquee there. Rick and his wife, they really look after everyone there. So if you'd like to get more information on that, do give them a call. The phone number is 02476 466 174.
Sounds loads of fun. And I'm really looking forward to this next one because I'm a massive UB40 fan. Are these guys any good, Ian?
I've never heard of these guys before, this particular UB40 tribute band called Signing Off. But it's a free gig. Okay. So that sounds really interesting. Hobbs Meadow, I know they do put some live music on there occasionally. So 8:30 start. With the band, I think they said the band would probably start around about 9 o'clock, but recommend getting there about 8:30. So
that's also Saturday night.
That's Saturday.
And Hobbs Meadow, where's that? Is that a hotel?
No, Hobbs Meadow is just a place up near the ice rink, isn't it?
Okay, sounds good. I love UB40, so I think I'll be there.
Okay, live acoustic music with Alex Harry. You know a lot about Alex, don't you, Ian?
Yeah, great guy, great performer. The favourite, I think, there at Isabella's of all the different singers that come along. So, again, he's one of these singers that can just sing. You name any song, you could shout it out and he'd be able to perform it for you. So he just
Human jukebox.
Exactly. Exactly. A bit like you after today, Jeff.
It's not happening. That's a free gig. And that moves us out of Saturday into Sunday, the 16th of June.
Yeah, moving on to Sunday. We have a boardwalk construction volunteer event happening at Bruton Park. This is where you can join the Solihull Conservation Volunteers and help them construct a boardwalk in the Broughton Park Nature Reserve to improve a local wildlife site. Visit solihullcv.org.uk or you can register by emailing davidcollins1@aol.com. We were going to call them, weren't we, and find out what the boardwalk was and where it was going to be. That's a mission for this week. I'm going to find out because I know this keeps happening every other weekend, it seems to be. Not every weekend. It wasn't last week. It was the weekend before, wasn't it? So let's find out what it's all about.
Just something that I've noticed there, Claire. David Collins was obviously a very early adopter of email, if he's got an AOL.com email address.
I've still got Hotmail.
Wow.
I know. I'm never going to get rid of it either because I like it.
Very good. A boardwalk event, I think, is making some walkways around that nature reserve and that lake out the back there. Have you been around that lake where they do the den building and things like that?
Yeah, it's just forming a wooden walking platform for people. Yeah.
Oh, okay. So it's a lot easier than I'm
There's no Bruce Willis singing along.
No, I was going to say, clicking their fingers. You know, Phil Under Collins it. In the background. Race for Life at Malvern and Bruton Parks. Now, the two postcodes for those are B91 3DL and B91 3HA. And of course, Mail Square, B91 3BG. That's 11 until 1 o'clock, and that's only approximate times. This fundraising event celebrates its 10th consecutive year in Solihull. And this year, for the first time, men can also take part.
I love that. That's the first time I've found out that. Yeah. I'd have probably done that as well.
Yeah, because
still you, time.
You're doing 10Ks.
Yeah, I'm up to 10Ks now, yeah.
You're doing 10. What's your time for 10K now?
55 minutes.
Can't go wrong with that, can you? 10K, 55 minutes.
Not bad, considering I've done my first 5K on the 3rd of May, so it's a good progress.
Yeah, doing
month.
Well.
Not too bad at all.
Did you do like Couch to 5K?
Yes, great app.
Is it?
Really recommend it for anyone in any physical condition that they might be in.
Okay.
It's really sort of talks you through. You have your trainer in your ear and it kind of just really coaches you through that early bit. And just, it's so easy to start off with. Walk for 60 seconds, run for 60 seconds and then different things. So it eases you into it. But before you know it, week two, three, four, you're starting to get some miles up your belt.
Are you still getting a stitch?
No, I've never had a stitch.
Well done. Nice work.
How many miles is 10K? I don't know.
10K, about 7.5 maybe.
Well, that's good.
Let me do some maths. 6.3.
Oh, not as much as I hoped.
No.
Really?
I don't know. I'll work it out for you if you want.
Yeah,
I think there's
a... new miles. But your app, what's your app called?
Couch to 5K.
Oh, Couch to 5K.
Yeah, so it's a government-free app. Really recommend it to anyone that's thinking of trying to get a little bit fitter or maybe take part in some of the Malvern Park runs and things like that. Be ideal for that.
Nicely done. Well done. Well, if you want to be involved in this year's race, just go to raceforlife.cancerresearch.org and you can find out all the details on there. And you can also volunteer. They're after volunteers right up until the day, apparently. You can register to be a volunteer on that website, raceforlife.cancerresearchuk.org. And we hope to see you there. It's always a great event, isn't it?
Yeah. 10K, 6.2 miles in. The average time for a 10K is between 50 and 70 minutes, and the median time is 55 minutes, 52 seconds.
And does it say how many miles it is?
6.2 miles, Claire.
Okay.
6.2. So you run 6.2 in about 55 minutes.
Yep.
Great work, mate. Great
keep
work.
It up. Let's see, see where
keep
we
going.
End up.
Keep going. Where's next, please?
Yep.
After you, Claire.
No, sorry.
No, I insist.
No.
It's you.
There's also a wedding fair at the Crown Plaza in Solihull on Sunday between 11 a.m. until 3 p.m. It's free entry. And if you're getting married or know someone who's getting married, do go along and let people know about this because they're really useful. You'll get to meet local suppliers and get some good ideas, everything from like dressing your table to invitations. And they're really good. I mean, yeah, when I got married, I definitely went to all the local wedding fairs. And if you register for them, you often get a free goodie bag as well, which
excellent
is always
stuff.
Really nice.
I can heartily recommend a lovely piano vocal duo as well. If you ever want somebody to play at your wedding, the Acoustic Runaways.
I've seen those guys on Instagram.
Instagram and Facebook at the minute. If you would like somebody, a female vocal and a piano player, Acoustic Runaways, have a look at them. Because I don't know if they're going to be at the wedding fair, but you might be able to find them on social media.
Brilliant. Also on Sunday, the Starlets Dance and Acrobatic School. They're back at the Core Theatre with their showcase of Welcome to Broadway. And you can expect all your favourite musicals performed by their fabulous and talented acrobatics and dancing team there. The Core Theatre, solihull.co.uk for tickets to that.
And of course, it's Father's Day. On Sunday.
Oh, yeah. Happy Father's Day, Jeff, for Sunday.
Thank you very much. Thank
you. Absolutely, yeah. So there's a disco and classic karaoke taking place at the Plume of Feathers in Shirley. So entice your dad out for a bit of a karaoke night. I think I could entice my dad out for food. I don't know if I could entice him out for karaoke, but that's on from 8 o'clock through till midnight if you fancy having a sing-song with dad.
Mm-hmm. Great stuff. Solihull Music Service present two more of their successful rock and pop nights at the West Warwickshire Sports Club, and that starts at 7 o'clock, and entry there is £6. There's also another show on Wednesday the 19th.
Fabulous. And then moving on to Wednesday the 19th of June, it's the final karaoke night at Walkabout in Solihull with Danny Sun. And I can't believe this is going to be the final one. I'm actually a bit sad about Walkabout finishing. Are you?
I think a little bit, but I'm more excited about what the future as Potworld holds for the town. Sort of an established nightclub, a bit of fun. I think it's going to really make a big difference.
Do you know? Have you had ideas about how they're going to decorate it, or what's the vibe going to be?
I've seen the plans. It looks pretty impressive. Does it? I mean, there's a big budget that they're spending on there, and I think there'll be sort of like LED dance floors and things, full on party, full on typical Potworld branding, but not skimping on how they're going to make it look at all. It'll be impressive.
Oh, well, that's something to look forward to. But yeah, I'm still a little bit sad that it's going to be the last karaoke night ever at Walkabout. And Danny Sun, of course, he's one of our favourites because he emails us most weeks on the show and lets us know about his events going on. So yeah, he's going to be putting on party floor fillers there from the 2000s. And it's always a good night with him. 10 p.m. until 2 a.m. And that's on Wednesday, the 19th of June.
Anything else, Ian?
Perfect, no. I think that concludes our roundup of events for this week to do and see in town. So if you've got an event that you'd also like included, do get in touch. You can email us your event details or give us a call, and we'd like to help you publicise it to all of our readers of the Solihull Observer, listeners of Solihull Radio, and of course views on social media on What's on Solihull. So thanks for listening and have a great week, everyone.
Bye.
Bye-bye.